the moment is Ronaldo! Brilliant! And it's Arshavin. There'll be 2 minutes of stoppage time. Man in the box if he can get it across. And he has it off the line. Shot and follow-up. And it's turned in. And surely this time, Theo Walcott has won it. Manchester United have done all they can. That Rooney goal was enough for the 3 points. Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli. Aguero! That's called a Giroud header. And talk about an instant impact. Arsenal really are motoring now.
Lui, Francesco Totti, gran gol, Roma. Strepitosa in questa lì.
Fabregas, it's Nasri. Can he go all the way here? Still Nasri. Looks Rashadi. Wonderful play from Arsenal. Arsene Wenger's philosophy put into practice. And not even Barcelona can come up with an answer.
And
Jack Wilshere to Zola, Giroud again, Jack Wilshere! It's stunning from Arsenal!
Bradley swings it in invitingly, oh my word, it's gone straight in, it's Bradley!
Another jam-packed show this week, Joe.
Yeah, there's a lot. Wrapping up seasons and stuff and leagues and a couple of cups left. So, yeah, we got some stuff.
Definitely. And like we told you last week, we have, and if you follow us on Twitter, we told you about an interview that we're going to have. And we're going to do that second half of the show, I guess.
Second half of the show, maybe. It's finally here. A young man we've tried to have on a few times. We're finally very happy to have him on. Austin Ricci. Of Oakland University in the NCAA. Horizon Player of the League last year. Sorry, Horizon Player of the Year in the league. Mm-hmm. Currently with KW United and the PDL. We're going to talk about him doing big things.
Definitely. And if you follow us on Twitter, we also told you about a special gift that we here at the Football Weekly, which is Joe and myself, have lined up for you, just to give you a little help to get your gear this year for the upcoming season. So stay tuned for that as well.
Yeah, that's right.
We're also going to talk about the obvious Europa League final. I've never seen anything like this in my life, but we're going to talk about the Europa League final. We're also going to give you a little bit of a rundown of all the leagues that are finishing up. And like Joe said, we have the Coppa Italia, there's FA Cup still.
Yes, and of course.
And of course, the Champions League final.
Yeah, that's right.
When is that? This coming weekend or next weekend?
I think it's next weekend, right? Yeah, next weekend.
After the Victoria Long weekend here in the GTA. So,
yep.
Lots to talk about, so let's get right into it. As usual, you can reach us at the Football Weekly website, which is at footballweekly.com. You can reach us on Twitter at @football_weekly, and football spelled FUTBOL underscore weekly is our Twitter account. We also have individual Twitter addresses, but you can go on our Twitter account and find those for yourself. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM. There's a number of different podcatchers you can get our podcast on as well. You can subscribe to the Football Weekly podcast form if you have anything to say. If you want to talk about your predictions for Euro, you can talk about your predictions for Copa America. You can talk about your predictions for Champions League. Whatever you want to talk about, it's our form for us. If we're doing a good job, let us know. If we're doing a bad job, let us know. If there's someone you want to hear or something that you want us to talk about, let us know there as well. So, Joe, really quick and dirty. Oof. You ready?
Gotta be.
All right, guys. So stay tuned, get stuck in, and we'll be back after this.
Hey, man, we are in Champions League. We are in Champions League, man.
That was my next
dilly din, dilly dong. Come on.
So as we've been plugging on our Twitter site and our website, and what you've heard on our show, we have Football Weekly as a very special gift for anybody looking for football gear this upcoming season, whether it be for your teams, whether it be for Euro, whether it be for whatever. On the phone with us right now, we have the manager of Into Sports in Markham, located at Woodbine Avenue and Highway 7, Ross Bongiovanni, to explain to you a little bit of the deal that we have worked out with him. Ross, you there?
Yes. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hi, Ross.
Good. So just give a little brief intro of a little something that we've been able to work out with Into Sports, the Markham store, of course. Just want you to let everybody know exactly what's involved.
Yeah, so basically, you know, we're the go-to guys when it comes to soccer here in Canada, especially in the GTA area. I'm running the Markham location, and basically anyone who's, you know, affiliated with you guys and actually comes into the store and mentions that, you know, they've been a part of the podcast and stuff like that, I would get them, especially this time of year, it's a good time to come in. There's a lot of new stuff, exciting things happening at the store. And I would put them on as a complimentary one-year VIP membership, which gives them at least a 15% discount on all the new product in the store.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. It's great.
So, yeah, like it's a great time to come in and, you know, just mention that so that at least, you know, you guys can get your gear, get ready, like Reggie was saying about Euro Cups coming up. And, you know, we got all the latest products in regards to footwear and, you know, equipment.
Yeah, for
so,
sure.
So if they come in and they mention that they heard you on the Football Weekly podcast, you're going to set them up with a VIP membership for 1 year, which equals to 15% off everything they buy for that year?
Just for that year, yeah. I'll sign
wow. That's awesome. And, that's great. It's fantastic. Sign me up.
Exactly. Yeah, I would do it for anyone who comes in and mentions that. And, you know, just to get some people familiarized with what we do and what you guys have been doing. So I think it's a great idea.
That's awesome.
Excellent. Hey, listen, awesome. I mean, speaking from experience, Reggie can say it too. You go in and see the guys that Into Sports. They're great. They're fantastic. Buying something from Ross, as I've always said, it's an experience. Probably the best guy.
Yeah,
knows definitely. His football. Won't lie to you. He's honest with you. You know, buy your boots, buy your stuff. He's the guy to go see. And Into Sports is definitely the source.
And you're located, I said, the corner of Woodbine and Highway 7. That's correct, right? In Markham.
Yeah, it's exactly on the northeast corner, right on the facing the Highway 7 side, just beside the LA Fitness, which is facing Woodbine. So we're kind of just across from each other.
Excellent. Awesome. Do you guys have UV gear there?
Yeah, of course. I'm selling out of it because, you know, it's such a good year for them.
Great year. Listen, our Football Weekly podcast listeners, we got to let you know, Ross is a avid soccer fan, football fan. He knows a lot about a lot of the different leagues and so on, and but his passion, his absolute passion, where Reggie lives and dies, Arsenal. I live and currently dying, AC Milan. Ross is total Mr. Juventus, and he's a diehard fan, so he's enjoying a great run. Ross, amazing stuff for Juve. You must be a really happy fan now, today.
Yeah, definitely a happy fan. I'd like to see the league get better, and hopefully the rest of the teams come back up.
Yeah, come up to meet Juve standard for sure.
You don't find it boring. Nice. You don't find it boring to watch the same teams winning every year. And
here's Reggie.
You don't find it boring.
Well, I've heard that Reggie, your team is doing well every year now, Sassuolo.
Oh yeah, hey. You know
see?
What?
If they were, Ross, if
they were
to us.
If they were in England, they'd be in Champions League, wouldn't they?
I don't know. They might have won the league. With
they
the rest
have,
of
hey,
thing,
they
yeah.
might have. They minnow right.
So we got to ask Reg. We know your all-time player is, you know, well, one of them,
Ronaldinho.
Yeah, one of them. Ross, great history with Juventus. Ross, who's your favorite? One of the many Juve legends, but who's yours? Your favorite of all time, Ross?
Well, you know, it would have to be because I just grew up watching him from start to finish. Yeah. Would be Alex Del Piero. So
yeah, awesome.
Who?
Reggie, you know what?
He is truly one of the best.
Yeah.
For me, yeah, it's got to be Alex.
Yeah, awesome. Ross, you're obviously Toronto guy. You follow TFC. What are your thoughts with them? You excited? Hey, another Juve guy, Giovinco, doing big things?
I like what I see with TFC. I think he can only carry so much on his shoulders.
Exactly.
Bingo, we're going to talk about that today.
Yeah, we are.
Good man, Ross.
Yeah, you know, it's just coming down to he desperately needs some help.
Like, yeah, he does.
You know, or the guy's just going to burn out Giovinco.
Yeah.
And they just need a little bit more of a supporting cast. You know, maybe add a couple key players, not just like, you know, filler in, but some key like standout players that.
Yep.
Yeah, give him a break, give him some help. Yeah.
They got to get rid of Altidore, but we'll talk about that.
I think, I don't know if I overheard it right, but the guy is in on every single play so far this year.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to goals.
Definitely.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean,
100%. He's either assisted or scored every single goal that we've scored.
It was weird. Last night he didn't, and we were like, wait a minute. He didn't have. So, but yeah, you're right. You guys are right, for sure.
Yeah.
Bang. Ross, okay, quickly. Were you disappointed? Do you think that he should be included in the Euro mix for Italy? I mean, the roster's very thin. What are your thoughts on that, Ross?
I do think so. There's no other question. The guy comes into a league, the MLS. Okay, maybe it might not be the standards of the European leagues and the premierships and stuff like that, but guy comes into and dominates the league, continues to dominate the start of this year, and you're telling me you're going to leave him off the squad?
Yeah, especially with the injuries. Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense to me, but, you know, hopefully, you know, they look at that. I don't know if they will, because they're going to be naming that team soon, so.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he makes it for his sake, but I hope he doesn't make
for
it TFC, for
TFC's
sake.
And what you said just before about them being so reliant on him, right, Ross? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so, that's true, too.
Hey, the great thing about for our listeners, we already told you about the amazing deal that Ross set up with us here with Into Sports. Great partnership with Football Weekly. That's amazing. Even better, we get to listen to Ross come on the show once in a while and give us and spit his knowledge about the Serie A and give me a little bit of help in helping to transform Reggie into a solid fan.
It'll never happen, people. It'll never happen.
I guess we'll leave it at this. You know, Ross, lifelong friend of both me and Reggie, this weekend you're in Europe. You won another Scudetto, another championship. You know, you're Champions League contender now. Juventus is legit. Please throw us a bone here this weekend, with AC Milan.
You know what? I'm not even going to say that. Like, I'm a Juventus fan, and I want them to
give
win
me something.
Italia again.
Exactly, again.
For the sake of Milan, and hopefully
you're too nice,
they build
Rose.
On something like this if they win, because they desperately need to change that team.
Yeah, it's a sinking ship. So, but Ross, for you, I'm happy for you, buddy. So, Reggie, pretty
yes.
Awesome. That's amazing of Ross. That's such a great thing now. Great partnership with Into Sports.
Yeah, it's great. It's I wasn't expecting that much. So hopefully we can see this partnership going forward in the future, definitely.
So guys, get to the store. Mention that you know that you're a Football Weekly listener, supporter, and get to Into Sports, mark him, and go see Ross and see his staff, and they'll help you out.
Definitely. And we'll also have Ross on during the seasons as well. If there's any sales going on in the Into Sports in Markham, he'll definitely let you know about that, and you can go in and meet him and take a look around. So Ross, thanks you for joining us, and appreciate that deal. That's awesome.
Thanks guys. Thanks for having me. And yeah, for sure. Look forward to people coming in and mentioning that as well.
Yep. Definitely. Definitely. Go Milan. Thank you. Thanks Ross.
No problem guys.
Messa fuori, c'è Pirlo, 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 ancora Pirlo di tacco, tiro,
so another fascinating season is finished for the most part. The league play, I guess, domestic league play is finished now. In most leagues, all leagues, I think.
Yeah, I think
all the leagues that matter, I guess. Anyway, right?
Yeah, the leagues that we
cover.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. And they're with the exception of a couple that need to round out their domestic cups, and of course.
Champions
League. The Champions League. The Madrid derby.
How can we forget about that?
Yeah,
La Liga
for sure.
Game.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're just going to really quickly round up the teams that finished first, second, and third in their respective leagues and made the Champions League and made Europa and the three teams that usually the three teams that get relegated in each league. And we're going to start off with Serie A.
Wow.
So as we had Ross on the show, the manager at
Into Sports Markham,
and that deal still has me on my bum. I can't believe it. But anyways, Juventus finishes first, and it doesn't seem like it was very close.
Well, you know, Reggie, again, season started, they were behind, I think 9 points behind or something like that, and true to form, I mean, listen, this team has shown their class. They're shown, you know, with all due respect to great season by Napoli, by the way. Fantastic.
Oh, any other season, they run away with it, right?
Yeah, you know, Napoli had a great year. Roma, you know, got some good stability back when they had a coaching change, with all due respect to Rudy Garcia, who had a good spell at Roma. Mm-hmm. But Luciano Spalletti came in and did a great job. But yeah, all credit due to Juventus. I mean, from top to bottom, from their, you know, their ownership, their board of directors, Max Allegri, the entire club, team. Well-deserved, runaway winners in the end of the Serie A.
So the top three in Serie A are Juventus, Napoli, and Roma.
That's right.
Into Europa League, Inter, Fiorentina, Sassuolo, my team.
There you go.
Just missed a European berth by 3 points this season and have to be one of the surprises in the Serie A this year.
Yep.
Joe's, ugh, AC Milan.
Their only hope is to beat Juventus in the Coppa Italia final, mm-hmm, which is, you know, this coming week.
Right.
I mean, you have to, I mean, I'm not just playing possum here. They're reeling right now, AC Milan, but, you know, you have to beg. You have to, you know, bet the bank on Juventus, you know, wanting to round out a season where, you know, I thought they had a great showing in Champions and being knocked out by Bayern in a tough game. Maybe the tie of the,
oh, yeah, definitely,
of the tournament. Yeah. I mean, right? It was, yeah, we could say that. So, you know, it's going to be tough, but, you know, deservedly, you know, they might pull something off, but deservedly they wouldn't. And I agree with you, Reg. I think Sassuolo for me is, that's amazing. I'm looking at the standings that you have up there now. It's pretty,
yeah,
amazing.
It is.
And, you know, a team that we've said, all year, Fiorentina, full value. It's a great fifth place finish for Paulo Sousa, mm-hmm, and that group. You know, I know they had a little bit of a rocky ending, but, you know, good for them. So good on them that way.
Well, hopefully that team can keep it up. But it's come far too commonplace for teams to overachieve 1 year and then, you know, underachieve the next year.
Right.
As we look at it and get an almost, yeah, close to relegation. And speaking of relegation, the three teams that are going down to Serie B would be Carpi, Frosinone, and Hellas Verona.
Wow, Reggie, that was great pronunciation.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, those three, I mean, with Verona, I mean, you know, last year mid-table, that was a little bit disappointing for them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Carpi and Frosinone, Reg, small, small clubs. They actually went out with their heads held high.
Yeah,
and some good performances, you know, so good on them. And hopefully that they get back soon. And, yeah, so there's the Serie A, Reg.
That's the Serie A. From there, we'll move on to Germany. And, ho-hum, surprise, surprise, Bayern Munich won the Bundesliga this year.
Yeah.
With Borussia Dortmund coming in second and Bayer Leverkusen coming in third. And, again, they won. Bayern Munich won by 10 points. So this one was probably over, what?
This was never a race, was it?
April, I mean, it was, yeah, done. But
Good for Borussia. They continue to be a team that, you know, we enjoy watching.
Right. Who knew what would happen after Klopp left?
But oh, wow. You know,
no drop-off, it looks,
you know,
like.
Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang with a great year. Fantastic,
oh, yeah,
year. He's, yeah, not the,
sure,
only one, but, you know, he stuck out. And, you, yeah, know, it's good for them. Good for Borussia.
Well, it looks like there's only two teams that go down in the Bundesliga, and those are Stuttgart and Hanover at 96.
So, oh, Stuttgart, wow.
Yeah, three seasons ago, they were right up there.
Yeah.
It's funny how things change, right?
That's right.
So everyone else, mid-table looks like Hamburg, Cologne, Wolfsburg. Surprising, they should be better than they are.
Yeah.
But, you know, so that's Bundesliga.
That's it.
EPL. We talk about this every blinking week, so we won't take too much time with this. But Leicester City beats Arsenal by 10 points. Arsenal finishes second.
And now you're going to tell me about all the Arsenal.
No.
We're not going to say that about.
No.
It blew up Twitter, Reg, about, you know, finishing ahead of Tottenham again.
I don't care.
What do they call it? Tottenham Day? What do they call it?
St. Tottenham. Tottenham's Day.
Yeah.
I can't even pronounce it, but it's weird. It's a weird word. But
I'm going to leave it at this. I'm going to call it tough love.
Yeah. Well, look at the clock. It still has no battery in it. And it's not because I'm lazy. It's because the time stopped for me.
Here's the tough love. Yes, Arsenal fans, you finished ahead of Tottenham. Great. Fantastic. Still not good enough. This was the year to have it. But you know what? You know what, though? You still got to look at it. And in the end of it, they're in second. This was all about Leicester. So we'll move to who else? What do we got?
We have Tottenham Hotspur finished third, point back of Arsenal. And Manchester City is in the playoff for Champions League. Going into the Europa League, we have Manchester United.
Wow.
And Southampton.
Fantastic, Southampton, eh?
Yeah,
that's great.
Well. Ronald Koeman and the boys.
Yeah, that's a great. I like that. West Ham had a great year, too. We got to admit. That's a really good year for West Ham.
Yep.
And Liverpool misses out in the Champions because they lost to
Sevilla in
Europa
League.
We'll
talk about that a little bit,
sir,
later, but I don't get it.
Like, I don't either.
I don't get it. But, anyways, not in a bad way. I just, teams don't win things three years in a row. But, anyways, we'll talk about that later. Relegated. Poor Newcastle, eh?
Rafa. You know, I know Rafa takes a beating, but they actually had a great... He did a good job. I think he was just too little too late.
I think he did a great job.
Yeah.
smashed Tottenham 5-1 on the last day.
You're happy about that.
Down a man, wow.
Yeah.
Norwich City goes down, and Aston Villa.
Yeah, Aston Villa was relegated in January.
October.
So Reg, do you think, just quickly, does Rafa stay?
I think so. He has a chance to go. He has a chance to take them from the Championship back into the Premier League. And actually, I think they're well poised. As long as they don't sell anybody, I think they're poised to win the Championship. They're a hardworking team. They're probably maybe a little overmatched this season.
Yeah,
as far as talent goes. But once they brought in Ambrose Townsend and things started to click, and they actually played better in the second half of the season, they brought in Benitez and everything just started to click, but it was too little too late, right?
Will those guys stay? I mean, will they stay
in the championship, right?
So.
Because there's rumors are out there and the transfer mill is starting to churn. So there was rumors talking about the captain, Sissoko's leaving. So, you know, as long as they keep their players, I think they're right back up here next season. If they're willing to listen to Benitez.
Yeah, I think so too.
And we see what a manager can do, right? So, as we saw with Leicester City. So, the last league we're going to look at is La Liga. And shocker of all shockers, Barcelona won. And it was a tight race this year. Barcelona pipping Real Madrid by one on the last day.
Well, Barcelona's, let's say, tailspin knocks them out of Champions. They almost blew this league lead.
Yeah.
But then, you know, took care of business late. Yeah. Again, playing a lot of minnow teams, but
they beat Granada on the last day. I still can't believe they beat them. But
Luis Suarez scores 74 goals in that league. Well, 40 goals, pretty amazing still. But yeah,
not gonna talk. Well, he scored 40. What? Messi scored 30 something. Neymar scored 30 something.
Interesting that Luis Suarez. We know Reggie's love for La Liga competition, but we interesting that I read something that Luis Suarez said this week. Again, the turnaround of this guy is some of the rebranding, reimaging since he's been at Barca. I do got to give him credit here. He gave a lot of credit to his teammates and says, to be fair with these guys, I think Reggie was actually speaking on his behalf here. They said, all I do, I have a lot of tap-ins, but for me, Luis Suarez is still fantastic. He's a great striker.
I take him any day of the week. But if he scores 18 goals in EPL, he's the man.
Yeah.
So scoring 40 somewhere is just like, what's happening? What's going on?
We failed to mention Gonzalo Higuain.
Oh, yeah, right.
Breaking a long-time record. I think he had 36 goals, Reggie.
If he could only convert that into international, he'd be one of the most deadly strikers on the earth.
I think a lot of Argentina fans would go back to 2014 and they're throwing something for sure. So, but yeah, Atletico trips up in the last day, or else it could have been the second last day.
Yep. That loss. They lost against Levante, I think you said.
Yeah, which is bottom of the table.
Too bad. Actually, yeah, they got relegated, actually, so that's a tough loss. Speaking of the relegation in La Liga, Rayo Vallecano, Getafe, and aforementioned Levante, all going down to La Liga B, I guess they call it. So.
Sure.
So I don't know exactly who's coming up. I think the playoffs and all that stuff happened this past weekend, and I wasn't really paying attention to
it. I'm shocked you weren't. But
we can have all that stuff for you next week if we remember.
I thought you would.
But we're probably going to do a Euro preview because that starts
it's coming.
In a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, so. It's coming. Like 24 days, something like that. So it's coming.
Definitely. So there's our little round down of the major leagues that we cover, and we're still watching the MLS, obviously. It just started. So, speaking of the MLS, or do you want to go to, you want to talk about Sevilla before we talk about?
I think we should, for sure. Yeah. There they are, the Europa League giants.
So, how do you win three major European tournaments 3 years in a row?
This is third year, for Sevilla?
Third year.
Wow.
The only way they're going to get into Champions League is if they win Europa, and they've done it for the last 3 years.
they finished seventh, Reg?
Seventh.
Jeez, they have the formula for success. Unai Emery said, we're going to finish top 10 in La Liga, but we're going to put everything into Europa League.
Yeah, it looks amazing,
isn't it? I mean, obviously being me, but
that's
something else. I couldn't believe when I was reading that, reading it, but remembering the last three. So, the final game, what a great goal by Daniel Sturridge to start the game.
Right.
And even his dance. We always talk about how much I love his dance, so I got to see his dance.
Yeah.
But a tale of two halves, would you say, Reg?
Oh, definitely.
I mean, Liverpool was cracking in the first half. They were, you know, doing their thing.
Right.
And in the second half, I mean,
just looked tired.
They did. They looked like they ran out of steam. And it looked like that's when, you know, conversely, Sevilla was really picking up speed and doing a fantastic job. And, you know, Koke being a leader, you know, two good actions and, you know, they end up winning 3-1.
Right, definitely, definitely.
And a direct passage, right, Reg, to champions?
Direct passage to champions.
Yeah,
they come out in the knockout, in the group stage, and they go into Europa and they win it again for a fourth year.
Yeah.
So
that's what it looks like.
That's
what we're looking forward to. But.
So just to finish off, actually, La Liga, the four teams that are going to the Champions League are Barcelona, Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid, and Villarreal. Going into Europa, we have Athletic Bilbao and Celta Vigo.
Oh, Raji.
So those are the teams that are going into Europe this year. If they're, if those, any one of those teams are the teams you support, congratulations. And you're looking forward to next year's Champions League, definitely. So, Joe.
Raji.
I don't know. Where do we want to go now? Do we still want to talk about Sevilla? Or are we just dead?
I think we just did.
Yeah, we just did. So you want to go all across the pond to MLS?
Well, I think we need to, and I think I need to go to the, you know, I got to stand up and atone and fess up.
What happened?
Are we getting into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
So on the Football Weekly podcast, we've been telling you guys, we've been doing a lot of laughing and joking with this, but, you know, patting ourselves on the back, said, we told you.
Oh, we did.
You know, we went from minnows to sharks. We'll give it that. You know, mm-hmm. We said Leicester, not to win, but, you know, give the surprise, everyone. We've been giving you great predictions. But I think this last week, I kind of, or 2 weeks ago, you know, the movie The Bronx Tale. You ever seen that movie, Reggie?
Chaz Palminteri?
Yeah, you seen that one?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the guy, like, he bets on the stuff and, you know, everything everything he touches turns to mush because it's just a jinx.
Mm-hmm. It's the cooler.
I might have had something to do with this week. So, there, TFC game 4-3 from a week ago. You know, exciting match, 4-3, Vancouver Whitecaps win. We were praising Steven Bédéjour and Damien Perquis.
Solid back four.
Great. And Bédéjour, who I still think has been one of the best right backs in MLS, you know, unfortunately had a really rough game. And I'm like, wow, I really gave these guys the kiss of death. Listen, they've had a great year. But I said, wow, you know, a really rough game. And I mean, what do you think, Reg? Was it just one game for TFC, that little hiccup? I think it was. I think they've had good performances.
That was a game where anything could have happened, and anything did happen.
Yeah.
It ended up 4-3.
Seven-goal stunner.
They were down 2-0. They came back, tied it up. TFC, I'm talking about.
No, they closed. Clean, close tying it.
No, they didn't tie it up 2-2, and then they scored 3-2, and then 4-2?
They did. They did. Of course. That's when I said Bédéjour fell. You're right, Reggie.
And the first goal that they scored, Perquis, I don't know. They were trying to blame Osorio for that, but that's a terrible ball.
Yeah, it's a bad ball. It's a bad ball.
It's a five-yard square ball, and I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
It looked like it looked like that was Perquis of last year.
Yeah.
Because he's been great this year. And
he has
again,
been great
Drew
this
Moore.
Year. Solid.
Drew
right?
Moore and getting a goal.
Oh, like, yeah.
So, and again, I still think Bédéjour might be all-star material this year, to tell you the truth, but he had a rough game.
I mean, you can't play well every game.
That's right. So, I mean, I still stand by him, but it was just...
And I think you should know this as well, being a defensive-minded player. It's harder for defenders to have a bad game and not be noticed. A striker can miss the net. A striker can play like Jozy Altidore for three games.
Yeah.
And nothing's made of it. And then you make one mistake, which causes a goal, and that's all we're talking about for 4 weeks. So it's kind of harder for a defender to not get over it, but to get away from it, we'll say. But guys like Jozy Altidore should be doing a lot more, and he's out 6 to 8 now, I think, right?
Again.
So they did his hamstring again against Vancouver, right?
Yeah, I did. Again, you know, missing a penalty will actually, you know, make that hamstring injury pop up a lot quicker.
Well, listen, I'm not going to diss...
No.
I'm not going to diss TFC.
No.
Or say anything bad about Greg Vanney. I think he's got this team playing.
Yeah.
Where he's doing the best with what he has. He doesn't have chopped liver or anything like that. He has pretty good players, But he's doing the best with what he has, and I'll recognize that and I'll say that because I'm quick to rip him whenever things go bad. So,
well, you know, Reggie, on that same note, so since that time, the Vancouver game, you know, just last night, TFC responds well with a well earned, and I think they deserve the 3 points tie against New York City FC.
Yeah, and they played a couple of young guys.
We talked about the young Canadian angle. Well, in the starting lineup, you had Jay Chapman, you know, former Michigan State Spartan. Then you had Mo Babouli, League One grad and USL pro. And then, of course, Will Johnson, the Canadian stalwart. But, you know, those young guys and Tsubasa Endo, all from the in the starting lineup. So a young lineup those young lads did very well.
They did.
You know, they were energetic. They were positive going forward. You know, I was in the crowd and people are, you know, like typical fans, like I am too, you know, sometimes we're too hard on these guys or not, but you know, most of the guys were people around me were saying, hey, you know, give these guys a chance. They're going to get through those growing pains and good for them. I thought Jay Chapman, Mo Babouli and Tsubasa Endo showed very well. For me, they did a good job and I love seeing them in the lineup. You know, I'm a little biased. I like seeing the young player, give them a chance. So good on them. And you know what? I said it last year, and I know sometimes I take some heat, but good on Greg Vanney for that. And, you know, Reg, you've been a critic, but, you know, you've also given him credit. And this year he deserves a lot of credit.
I definitely think so.
I'll say it again. You know, Greg Vanney and Robin Fraser for me, you know, first assistant, if you will, are doing a good job. So, and as a fan, that's a good point, and hopefully we can continue it this weekend.
Against Columbus.
Columbus, right?
Right. So,
Reggie.
Got a question.
Yeah.
Euro 2016 is coming up. Italy's in it, right?
Can we talk about Copa America?
No, we're not talking about Copa America.
All right.
Copa America, please. Euros are coming up. Italy's in it. Provisional team has been announced, or has a team been announced yet?
Provisional. They did leave out a lot of Juventus and AC Milan players because they are playing in the cup, so...
they can recall them later.
Yeah, and they will. I mean, the only one who's been called in of prominence is Bonucci, Leonardo Bonucci, because I believe he's ruled out, he's disqualified for the final. So, again...
But we have an Italian on our team, on TFC.
Yeah, I know where we're going with this.
If he gets called up to the Italian national team...
Highly unlikely, but yes, Reg.
What happens to TFC? Because Ross, as we spoke to Ross a little bit earlier, he mentioned a stat that Giovinco has been directly involved with every but one goal.
Yeah,
all but one goal that TFC
scary,
scored.
Isn't it? To say we're Seba reliant is the understatement of the...
Joe. I watch these games. I didn't go to the game last night. I watched it on TV, and it just seems like every time someone gets the ball, they're looking, okay, where's Giovinco? I got to give it to him. And it's like, you don't have to, but, you know, it's probably a good idea. You know what I mean?
You can actually see them trying to find him.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And listen, I can't say I wouldn't do the same.
Yeah, he's 5 foot four, and we're pumping these long balls into him, and it's just like, hey, he might be able to bring that down and do something. The goal of the week this week is the goal that he scored against Vancouver, and... Wait till you see this. The one that came over the top and he turned it all in one motion and hit it with his left.
What a turn.
What a goal, man.
The presence of mind, the turn, all that stuff.
What a goal.
You know, he's just special. I mean, he does things every week that I just say, wow. And it makes you appreciate the level that these guys are coming from.
Yeah.
You know, even David Villa yesterday, to be honest with you.
Yeah, Ed Schulte's the best player on the field.
Like, he's got some stuff that just, you know, I mean, and then, you know, guys beside me were saying, well, guys, are we shocked? This is a guy who's won the World Cup.
Yep.
He's Spain's all-time leading scorer.
Yep.
He's won everything there is to win in football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two-time European champion. It's David Villa, guys. Like, this is not, so, hey, how cool is it, though, that, you know, they were all in that stadium? Unfortunately, we didn't see Pirlo, which I really think the MLS dropped the ball on this. And you might say, what? Listen, to me, the MLS, of course, it's rising in level of play because of the players we just talked about.
Right.
But I still think, Reggie, there's a, and I know I'm going to get some pushback here, and I get it, but, you know, there's still, for me, a responsibility of the MLS and these teams to understand that this, like, the league still is growing. And to have Giovinco, Pirlo come here and, you know, play against Giovinco and not even see the field.
Yeah.
When there was, I'm telling you, Rich, for a Wednesday night in Toronto, 30,000 people packed, a lot of Serie A, you know, Italy fans.
I bet.
Like, they're there to see that, you know, Reg. And that was disappointing for me. I mean, I'm going to put on my fan, like, total fan hat. We are fans. But, you know, that was, I mean, really disappointing.
Like you said, the league's still growing, and those guys are the guys that are selling the tickets. Wednesday night in Toronto,
you know,
a chilly May evening, we'll say.
Like, you know,
to go down to that place while the Blue Jays are playing. There was a Justin Bieber concert here as well. The traffic was insane. To get down there,
Reg. I'm still getting home.
and then Patrick Vieira doesn't play. Pirlo, the guy that maybe out of 30,000, maybe 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 are there strictly there just to see him play. It's crazy. And I know Vieira's going to look back and say, "Hey, man, I got a game to win, and the players that I put on the field give me the best chance." And the result, I guess, dictates that. But I don't know, man. I don't know. And you know, David Villa didn't come on to the last 10 minutes of the game either. And it's just like, well, what the hell's going on here? I know Poku's out there and he scored a goal. I want to see David Villa and Pirlo, if you don't mind. You know what I mean? But what are you going to do, right?
I don't get it. It's like they dropped the ball.
I know.
You know, and everyone in there was thinking the same thing, you know? Yeah. I mean, I was running in the stadium. They said, okay, I'll still get to see him.
Well, it's one of the reasons why you would go to this game on Wednesday night. Oh, New York. Who's on New York? Oh, Frank Lampard. Okay, well, Pirlo.
Great planning, by the way.
Yeah.
New York City FC, Toronto FC, on a Wednesday night instead of when they have all these Saturday games. Yeah. What do I know?
Yeah. But, I know.
You know, so.
So, TFC was on a 8-game winning streak. Did pretty well. Came back.
8-game road trip.
Sorry. I wish 8-game winning streak.
Then he would have been like Ranieri.
I think so. So 8-game road trip. Yep. And they came back in fourth place. If TFC plays 8 games without Giovinco, where do they finish?
Ooh, Reggie, that's a great question. They can't right now, Reggie. They can't. They have to find some solutions here and fast. You know, I would imagine. I was talking to you in the week about this. And I said, you know, the emails, the text messages,
the
phones must have been working hard this week, especially with Josie Altidore being out 6 to 8 weeks now. Like, something's got to give here. They need some support. Yes, love the young guys, but you can't count on these young lads who are just learning the MLS game and the rigors of it to step in and you know, take the reins here. So, I mean, something's got to give here. You know, I mean, we're hearing names, but, you know, it's all rumor for now, but they need some reinforcements.
It comes at a good time because all the retirements have been, you know, listed. You know, Miroslav Klose is not going back to Lazio. There's a couple other retirements. I know Arteta's retired and Rizicki retired. I think he still has something to give, but he's a midfield player. But to go out and get one of those 35, 36, 37-year-old strikers to come in, I think it's probably the only option that TFC has right now.
Exactly. They're a little bit bound by that, right? So
I don't know. I don't know unless there's some young kid. Like we said earlier in other podcast episodes, that the players are coming over a little bit younger to the MLS anyway.
Yeah.
But if this is someone you can get from, I don't know, Bolivia, that's a stud. I don't know.
Something.
I don't know.
But they do need reinforcements, I keep saying. So something has to be coming, you would imagine, right, Reg?
Definitely. I would hope so, anyway. If it's not, Bezbachenko's not doing his job. But anyways, wow, it's a lot.
Rapid fire. We were good, Reg.
In the second half of our show, we're going to have an interview with Austin Ricci from KW United. And that's Kitchener-Waterloo United.
Yeah, and Oakland University.
And Oakland University.
In the Horizon League in Division I Soccer.
Yeah, and NCAA. And we'll be right back with that.
Giovinco is in the clear again.
Oh, boy.
Oh, how about that?
Just stop it.
The Italian is absolutely sensational.
So as we promised last week, and even in our Twitter feeds, a special interview this week. Today we're going to be speaking with Austin Ricci. He is a local product doing big things in the NCAA, as well as locally here in I guess we can call it the expanded GTA, right, Joe?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Austin, how are you?
I'm good. How's it going, guys?
I want to be the first to welcome you to Football Weekly. You'd be our second or third player that we've interviewed. Is that right?
Yeah, I think he's our third.
Third.
He's a long time coming. We've been waiting for Austin for a while, so we're glad to have him.
Very nice, very nice. So, Austin, everybody has their own story on where they started. Tell us a little bit about you. Where did you start playing your youth soccer?
I started playing when I was younger at Richmond Hill, and I played there till I was about 12, and then I moved to Ajax for a few years. And then after that, when I was about 18, moved to Vaughan, and then played there until I went to school.
Currently, where are you going to school?
I go to school at Oakland University.
And that's Oakland in Michigan, correct?
Yeah, it's in Michigan.
Okay, what conference is that in?
Horizon League.
So Austin, just to let our listeners know, Austin was the offensive player of the year in the Horizon League. Had a great year. And just a little background with me is pretty cool for me because, Austin, I've been started off coaching against you and trying to stop you virtually. That was our game plan all the time. Austin played on a very strong team, and I was fortunate enough to coach a pretty good team. And part of our plan was always how do we stop Austin, and then, you know, how things go. We ended up together, and that was pretty special because it's pretty cool to coach against somebody who you respect a lot as a player and great characteristics and then have the opportunity to coach him. So I had a little bit of a chance to coach Austin at Vaughan, and I coached against him for a few years. And I think I'm glad Austin is on, Reggie, because Austin's a great example of just, you know, Marco Retta was on our show, and Austin knows him as well, and he talked about grinding away and just keep working.
Right.
And Austin's the, I would say, the epitome of that. I mean, everyone loves having Austin on their team, and I can speak for it on the coaching side. I absolutely hated coaching against Austin,
yeah.
And that's the highest compliment for Austin. Because he just, to the end, right? Like, Austin would fight until the end. He's a great teammate, and I haven't really met someone who didn't enjoy, you know, playing alongside Austin, but I've met many who didn't like playing against him. So that, to me, is the ultimate compliment. Would you say, Reg?
Well, yeah, for sure. I always see your tweets, and it's Austin Ricci did it again, and I was like, who is this kid? So I'm glad we had this guy.
This is what we want to do. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
We want to do this on the Football Weekly, and we do highlight young Canadian guys doing their thing, you know, across the world, but especially in the NCAA. And Austin is one of those guys. Just to let you guys know, you can catch Austin in action with KW United, Kitchener-Waterloo United, in the PDL. And that's a great, you know, showcase of talent for players, you know, in the summertime from May to about, you know, early August, maybe July, Austin, I would say, probably July. And, you know, you see a lot of players playing in PDL who become MLS draft picks. We talked about a couple of guys who played for Kitchener-Waterloo last year, Julian Boucher out of Syracuse, went on to play, is now at DC United. Ben Polk, also from Syracuse, and is also doing his thing in the MLS. So, before we get into even more of the questions, we want to let everybody know, Austin, you had a pretty big day, pretty special day playing in your hometown on Tuesday, right, Austin?
Yeah.
Austin's modest. They played against TFC, and he was alongside a couple other guys we've mentioned on this show. A guy we've interviewed, Mathieu Laurent, was playing on that team, and Kamal Miller was also there, and we're going to talk about a few of his other teammates, but Austin had a pretty good day. He's being modest. He scored 3 goals. Not a bad day at the office, eh, Reggie?
That trick, not bad at all.
Not bad, and a 7-0 convincing win for KW.
Wow. Wow. So was KW an academy, or is it just a club team?
It's a PDL team, right, okay. Austin? It's again, it's for players in the summer, you know.
Oh, okay.
Sharp, yeah.
Right, okay. I hear you. So, Austin, you mentioned that you go to Oakland University. That's Oakland University, correct?
Yep.
How did you come up with the decision to go there? I know it's close because it's just in Michigan, so Angelo can come up and see you anytime he needs to. But what was the driving factor for you to decide to go there?
Well, obviously, you said one of them was that it's close to home, so that I could have family not too far away and maybe go home once in a while if I wanted to, and then being able to come watch my games, and then also like. Just I enjoyed when I went on a visit there with facilities and stuff. They have a competitive team that I thought did well, and we had a very good team the past 2 years. And we competed and played against some really top teams and did well.
For sure. And Austin, you know, again, you were highly touted. A lot of schools actually started to see you. And then actually, before Austin made his decision to go there, Austin was, I mean, one thing I liked about, you know, your, let's say, journey here, Austin, is I think you always had an open mind and you were ready to the next challenge. And I thought, you know, just to give you guys a little bit of background on the type of, you know, character Austin is. Austin had your scholarship, or you had a verbal commit, right, Austin, when you came to Vaughn and with Patrice in the high performance program. But
yeah,
right. But he never gave up, Reggie. Never like just said, you know, I'm in. I'm not going to work hard. Austin was always at training, looking to get sharp and looking to get better. And for me, Austin, we had a pretty good experience. You went down. We went down and played. We talked about this before when Patrice was on the show. Went down to Pennsylvania and we played Robert Morris, which we have a lot of Vaughn guys there, and we played Penn State. And, you know, pretty big school, pretty, you know, usually nationally ranked school. And Austin had a pretty good day that day, too, didn't you, Austin?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't score goals, it seems like.
I tell you. Hey.
Is that what it is?
Hey, listen, I'm just happy you're scoring them with me.
Yeah.
So, Austin, yeah. What would you say, again, you know, we talk about young players and, you know, you're currently on your journey. What would you say are a couple of things that you say, you know what, say there's a younger guy coming up, he's talking to Austin Ricci. You tell that kid, hey, kid, this is what you need to do if you want to continue and, you know, keep going to the next level, whatever that next level is. What would some advice you'd give to a young player today?
One of the main ones I would say is that just to always work hard and give everything you can, because you never actually know who's watching. There's so many situations where you just, like a player will start slacking off or thinking they did a few good things in the game so they can just, like, relax the rest of the game. But then coaches are looking at certain things, like how you finish the game and how you do when you don't have the ball. And when you think no one's watching, like, there always could be eyes on you and you never really know. So just never really take your foot off the pedal and just keep going all the time, you know?
I'm glad you mentioned that the off-the-ball aspect of guys watching, because it's very interesting to see what players are doing when they're off the ball. We were talking about this actually after one of our games, right, Joe?
Those highly competitive beer leagues, Ricci, I tell you.
But I'm telling you, the conversation is more intense than the games. But
yeah, that's all we got now.
One of our players actually told us that in a 90-minute game, the average player touches the ball for what, Joe? 3 minutes?
Yeah, something like
so
that.
So it's what are you doing for the other 87 that makes you the player that you are? So I'm glad that you brought up what players are doing off the ball, because just because the ball's on the other end, it doesn't mean that it's time to start daydreaming and looking at the sky, right? Yeah, sure. So I like that you brought that up. The differences between NCAA training and PDL training, if you can elaborate a little bit on that, do you see a difference? Is there more intense training in the NCAA? Is it more intense in the PDL? Is it more focused on technical in any other one of those different atmospheres?
Well, this is my first season playing with PDL, so I would actually say that the training at school and the training here is pretty similar.
Okay.
You know, it's always hard. Like, you got to keep working hard. They push you to your limit, and you got to go as hard as you can. And that's how it is at school, mainly. Like, yeah, there's fitness stuff, and you're working to stay fit, but most of the time, you're doing the same things, like, technical work, and very similar atmosphere.
Just to give again our listeners, you know, we try to educate you guys on what's going on with young players and what they do. Austin is away, obviously, at school at Oakland in Michigan, and I mean, it was basically, you know, here for maybe a week, two, and then right away, you know, goes about an hour or so away, and is living in Kitchener now, applying his trade in the summer. So it really is a year-round thing. Would you say, Austin? There's no really a time for break.
Yeah, you got maybe a week off at Christmas and just after you get out of school, but you can't really take too much time off to drop off.
Yeah, you want to stay sharp, right? And I guess that's why you chose to, well, that's our next question, choosing to play in the PDL. You know, tell us about that. And I know we were part of the conversation before, and just maybe let our listeners know, you know, what went into saying, okay, you know what, instead of staying home and hanging with my buddies, I am going to give us a shot and do this PDL thing for this summer.
Well, one of the things I'll just say is the competition I feel is much higher in the PDL than other leagues that you could play in the summer.
Yeah.
Another thing is the exposure that the league gives you. You know, like you see proof, like in the drafts every year, how many players come from PDL teams, and how there's always scouts at games, and the exposure that the league gives you is just, I think, really important trying to go forward.
For sure. Again, I'd bring up the Marcos quote here, Reggie, a couple of weeks ago or whatever, about grinding away. Austin was a guy, and I don't mind doing this and tooting his horn because Austin deserves it. You know, Was always a top player as a youth player. I mean, I'll say it for Austin. Maybe wasn't given the opportunities that maybe we thought he should have had. But, you know, I'm glad that, you know, it's a perfect example of perseverance and keep plugging away. But I think we need to mention this. We don't know where Austin's ceiling is, and that's, again, a compliment. And Austin just keeps working away. Austin, what would you say the hardest adjustment was to the NCAA when you got there? You know, that was your next level at the time. What would you say? Was there one thing that maybe you struggled with, or, you know, that you thought, okay, I really need to bear down and work on this? Is there anything that maybe, whether mental or physical or what have you?
Two of the main things I would say was just, one of them was for sure the speed of play. Like, you really have to adjust when you first get there. You sometimes catch yourself, like, taking too long on the ball or giving the ball away, getting closed down quick because you're not used to, like, playing with older guys as much, and their intensity is usually higher. And fitness, obviously, like, being match fit for an NCAA game is a lot different than playing in the summer game. Like, it's like nonstop for 90 minutes, and it's tough. Like, if you're not fit, you won't last.
No, that's a good point. I mean, the speed of play is pretty, and it has improved technically too, but it's still a very physically demanding schedule, I'd say, at Austin, right? You guys are still playing sometimes two games a week, correct?
Yeah, sometimes we're usually on like a Wednesday-Saturday schedule.
Right, and there's a lot of travel too for you guys as well, right?
Oh yeah, even our upcoming schedule got released, and we have 7 home games and then like 13 away games.
Yeah, and if you guys not keeping up with Oakland University, you should. Austin mentioned 2 years in a row now in the NCAA tournament, winning their conference tournament the last 2 years, I believe. And, like, I got to mention this. Austin, you know, had great performances against big teams, and I think that's really important to make note of. You know, I remember watching a game online, and Austin's playing at Ohio State, and he came on and changed the game, did the same against teams like Michigan State and Michigan. So, you know, I think I've said this before, of a lot of our guys, you know, the bigger the stage, you know, they really come out, and Austin is definitely one of those guys. Austin, before we get to my fun question for you, what are your aspirations, Austin? Like, what are you, you know, looking to do? Like, you know, what's, you know, if you know, if you can choose something, or if you hope to aspire with your career, what are you hoping to do, Austin?
Hopefully to make it to the next level and eventually play pro within the next few years. It's been my goal since I started playing, since I was younger.
Now, are you looking to go overseas to Europe, or you'll be fine playing in the MLS, or what are your goals that way?
I would always keep the option of Europe open, but based on like my current situation, most of the main focus would be towards getting to the MLS first.
Okay, Austin, my fun question. You know this, Reggie, like me and Austin, we started off me coaching against this guy, mm-hmm. coaching against his dad, and yeah. Austin terrorizing my teams
okay.
and so on. But, you know, we have one thing in common. We're suffering right now, right, Reggie? You know that, right? Me and Austin?
Why are you two
because
suffering?
Because Austin is, you know, this is why I have a lot of more respect for Austin Uh-oh. Than I usually have, right? Austin didn't jump off any bandwagon. He's still with me, Uh-oh. And we're AC Milan fans.
Oh, I knew a Serie A thing
right?
was coming.
So, Austin. Hey, Austin, see what I have to deal with here with this Arsenal fan, this guy here.
Oh, God.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God, what are you
See?
Talking about?
Hey,
oh,
I told you Austin had bite. That's why I like him.
Oh, my God.
Austin, I mean, let's say your favorite professional player, who do you really admire? Is there an AC Milan guy? It doesn't have to be, but I just had to make sure everyone knows that Austin is an AC Milan supporter. There's a couple of guys that, you know,
you
like.
So there's two of you in the GTA.
Yeah, that's it. Well, that we're last man standing. Is there any guys that you, maybe currently or in the past, that you know, fun stuff you aspire to like look up to or anything like that?
Growing up, one of my favorite players was Kaká when he played up for Milan.
Yeah, he's okay.
You love him, right?
And then that kind of slowly went away when he left and went to Real Madrid.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I haven't really had a specific favorite player.
Matthew Flamini, no?
Yeah, I see. He's Arsenal guys. Well, that's a good choice,
Arsenal
Austin.
Train.
That's Kaká's a great choice.
Should have said out Ronaldinho, but it's okay.
Hey, he played for Milan too.
That's okay.
So we just want to let everybody know, you know, Austin is a kid you guys should absolutely be looking out for. We say this all the time on our show. Get out to watch the PDL this summer. Get out. We always talk about going out to play League One. Austin did play League One. Austin was one of the youngest guys, this needs to be noted, he played in the inaugural, or he was on, you know, on the roster for the inaugural game in League One. Correct, Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there against Vaughn and TFC. So Austin has gone through all the rigors, and he's you know, it's a proud thing for me to see this kid continue to do his thing. And like I keep saying, the sky's the limit for Austin. And you guys definitely got to get out. Watch them in the Kitchener-Waterloo, KW United, PDL. They are coming back to play TFC again and so on. They play their games out of Laurier University Stadium. So get out.
Austin, just before we let you go, we need to tell everybody out there, being a student athlete, what are you studying in school?
That's it.
Currently undecided. I'm about to pick my major in the next few weeks, but I'm in the business field right now.
Okay.
Good man.
Excellent. Well, I know you had training tonight, and I know we kind of kept you up to do this interview, so we appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us, and we'll definitely give you a ring throughout the season, and we'll talk about how your season is going and how everything else is going with you. So we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thanks, Austin.
No problem. So everybody, that's Austin Ricci from Oakland University and KW United in the PDL. If you have a chance to watch some PDL games or even League One games, get out and go watch. This is the future. Hopefully someday we'll see this guy in red, and I don't mean TFC red. So hopefully. So there you have it. Another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast in the books. We're your hosts, Joe and Reggie. Very special guests this week, Austin Ricci from KW United, as well as Oakland University in Michigan, NCAA Division I. Also had Ross Bongiovanni on our show. And just to recap, he's the manager of the soccer store Into Sports here in Markham, located at the corner of Highway 7 and Woodbine Avenue. And if you go into the store and mention you're a listener, a subscriber to the Football Weekly Podcast, he will set you up with a VIP package for 1 year, which gives you 15% off every purchase you make for that year, which is a hell of a deal. All the parents out there know how much these things cost, and any little bit of percentage off can help. So go into the Markham store, mention you heard this deal on the Football Weekly Podcast, and it'll set you up with that. As usual, you can reach our podcast on our website, footballweekly.com. You can get to us on Twitter, @football_weekly, football spelt FUTBOL. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, a number of different podcatchers as well. You can subscribe to the forum. You can subscribe and get our podcast via email as well. Number of different ways you can get our podcast. There shouldn't be any reason why you're not listening to it. So, guys, I want to thank everybody that joined us this week, Austin Ricci and Ross Bongiovanni. Remember to get stuck in. And we'll catch you next week.